We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the two dots, four lines from the top. It says in the Mishnah, Eilu Heim Amadis, the following are the Amadis, and it says, Afishu Nehmar, Tzavis Mereni Shalos, Karbani Lachbi. So, Frank the Gemara Kasha, Maika Amar, it's Eilu Amadis means, these are the Amadis. So, it should have gone straight into the Lachas of the Amadis. Why is it mentioned in the Makar, the Pasuk, that says that it's the carbon of the tzibur, and therefore they have to stand on it? They should have said right away, what the mamadas are. So the Gemara, halakama. This is how you read the Mishnah. Elu hein ma'amadas, ma'atam tikna ma'amadas. What's the reason they were misakim ma'amadas? The Vishnah, since the Pasuk says, Savas, Marin, Shah, Mart, Lamas, Carbon, Lach, Mili, Ishai. Since the Pasuk says, they command Klai Yisrael to bring the carbon tamid. Therefore, belongs to Klai Yisrael. Hey, Kabbalah, Shodom, Karav, who ain't no Imre Dagabov. How's it possible for the carbon of a person to be brought, and he's not standing on it? Hiskinu Neviim Rishonim. Therefore, the Neviim Rishonim were Masak and Esim Rabba Mishmaris, 24 Mishmaris of Kahanim. I call Mishmar or Mishmar, you Maimid Yerushalayim. And every single Mishmar, there was a Maimid in Yerushalayim that sat and davened for the Aslach of the carbon. Shal Kahanim, Shal Avim, Shal Yisraelim. And according to Rashi, it means that each Maimid consisted of Kahanim, Avim, Yisraelim. Higiyaz Ma Mishmar Lalois. It came the time for the Mishmar to go up, Kahanim v'Levim Oilim Yishalayim, and it says the Israelim, some of them stay in their cities, and they daven there for the Ma'amadis. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in the Braisa. Esim v'Abba Mishmaris Beretz Yisrael, there are 24 Mishmaris in Eretz Yisrael, u'shteim esrei b'Yerichai, and 12 in Yerichai. Reiting Marakasha, shteim esrei b'Yerichai, in Avishalai Tuva, if you count 24 in Eretz Yisrael, and 12 in Yerichai, it's 36. Elo, shteim esrei mehem b'Yerichai. 12 out of the 24 were in Yerichai. Now, what mishmaris are we talking about here? Mishmaris of Kahanim, mishmaris of Ma'amadas. It's not clear. In Rashi, it's mashma. We're talking about the mishmaris of the Kahanim. The Rashi is lashon avoida. Talking about the Kahanim that go do avoida. So it said 24 mishmaris. 12 of them are in Yerichai. 12 out of 24 are in Yerichai. The Goyin, the Gra over here says, Shel Levim, Mishmaris Shel Levim. That's what the Gra says. Al Kaponim, it says 12 out of 24 are from Yerichai. Hegia Zman HaMishmar La'alois, Chatzi HaMishmar HaOil Eretz Yisrael. So it types like we think Rashi sounds like. They're talking about Avodah. We're talking about the Avodah of the Kahanim. So Hegia Zman Mishmar La'alois, it reached the time for the Mishmar to go up to Yerushalayim, to Beis HaMikdash to do Avodah. Half the Mishmar went to Yerushalayim, went to Yerichai, to give Mayim Mazen to their brothers in Yerushalayim. So Rashi learns that we had 24 Mishmaris. Every Mishmar was split up in half. Half went up to Yerushalayim to Avodah, the other half went to Yerichai to make the sandwiches and the food for their Kahanim Yerushalayim. What did they eat? They ate kabbanis, but they needed food also because the Kahanim had a lot of jobs in this mikdash. So they went to Yerichai to prepare the food for them. And the Meiri actually says that after 3 days they switched, and the ones who do avoda went to Yerichai to do the work, and Yerichai went to do avoda. It's not right if you're in that mishmar, that week of mishmar, that you should be doing supplying the Kahanim with food the whole time. So they did avoda, as the Meiri says. Al Kaponim. So we're talking about over here that half the Mishmar went to Yerichai. That's Pshat, Zog Rashi, when it says 12 were Yerichai. It's not Pshat that 12 Mishmaris were Yerichai. It means like this. Out of 24 Mishmaris, half of them were always in Yerichai, not in Yerushalayim. Therefore, it's Ke'ilu, 12 of them are in Yerushalayim, because half of 24 is 12. If every Mishmar split in half, it turns out 12 of the Mishmaris were in Yerushalayim, and 12 of Yerichai over the year. That's what comes out. That's what it means. 12 of the Mishmaris were in Yerichai. And again, the Rashi's mashma is Avodah. That's what these mishmaris were. And the Goyin says, Shel Levim. It sounds like these were Levim who sang in the Beis HaMikdash. So the other half of that mishmar, instead of singing, they were taking care of supplying the food. What?
The Israelim.
The Israelim, they were all in their cities, davening, or in Yerushalayim. They davening. They weren't part of the split. That doesn't sound like. We have no very few svarim on Tainis to know. I'm a medayik from Rashi's lashon holchin Yerushalayim la avoida, and the Goyin says klosh elavim. And if you look at the mafarshim, they don't really speak it out. The Meiri sounds also like avoida. The Meiri says they split off. They split up, standing with avoida. We're just davening. What, you know, Well, I don't know if they would split it in half. Yeah. No, the Israelim, I know, the Israelim, but could be Fi Rashi, Kahanim also. Fi Rashi, Kahanim also. So same with Rosh Hashanah. But Fi Rashi, they're all three mods together. Zok the Gemara Vaita. Om Rav Yehuda Om HaShmuel, Kahanim v'ulavim v'Yisraelim ma'akvim mes ha'karvin. Rav Yehuda HaShmuel says, Kahanim v'ulavim v'Yisraelim are ma'akiv the carbon. And the way Rashi learns here, Rashi Shittosir learns that all three are part of my mothers. Rashi is lost like this. If you look at Rashi, Akvimah's carbon Rashi like this. I call Mishmah Yemaim Yerushalayim Shal Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. In Yerushalayim, you had a Maimid of Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. Kivin the Kulu Bailam Binon, Havakamah Gavayos. So it's Mashmah from Rashi that if you don't have a representation from the Kahanim Levim Yisraelim, it's Akvimah's carbon. Freit the Gvura Sari, just like when you have Maimid, it's not every single person in Klai Yisrael, it's a part of Klai Yisrael. They're representing Klai Yisrael, so you have to have Kahanim Levim Yisraelim. Israel can represent the Kohen, represent Klal Israel, and therefore he argues on Rashi, but Rashi is learning somehow, there comes two chidush from Rashi. First, we need a representation for Kahanim Levim Israelim, and also, it's actually Ma'akev is a carbon. There's also a big chidush. My mother's Ma'akev is a carbon. Okay, so the Mepharshim say different shaltim, Ma'akev is a carbon, maybe it just means that you should wait for them before you do the carbon, not that it's actually Ma'akev the carbon. Mestita Tana, Rav Shimon Lazak, Oimer, Kahanim v'Levim v'Klishim Ma'akim as a carbon. It's supposed to go Yisraelim also. Kahanim v'Levim v'Yisraelim v'Klishim Ma'akim as a carbon. You also have to have the musical instruments to bring the carbon. The first man the Yom just said Kahanim v'Levim v'Yisraelim didn't say Klishir. Second man the Yom said Klishir. Ma'akim mefigi. Marasav ikashira v'peh. Ikashira is with singing. That's shira, and they can sing. They don't need the musical instruments. Ma'asav ikashira v'kli, that kli is an integral part of the shira, and therefore that's ma'akev as well, that's essential as well, and therefore you need kli shir. Om Rav Chama v'aguri amarav. Now we'll talk more about the mishmaris, the 24 mishmaris, which have a makar in the Torah. Om Rav Chama v'aguri amarav. Moshe tikkun the lashon in the Torah is levad makar v'ala avos. There's a lashon that there was some kind of separation and like split it up into groups already from Moshe Rabbeinu's days. And the Gemara explains the shtal shel advarim. Amar Chama v'aguri amarav. There wasn't so many Kahanim in the days of Moshe, so it was much less. Amar Chama v'aguri amarav. Moshe tikkun lehem liYisrael shmoyne mishmaris. Moshe Rabbeinu made 8 mishmaris, 8 shifts of Kahanim. Arbam me'alazar, v'arbam me'asama. 4 from Elazar and 4 from Asama. There were 2 children left for Aaron. Aaron HaKohen had no Davaviu Elazar v'Asama, no Davaviu Nifter, and only Elazar v'Asama Kahanim. Because remember, only Aaron's descendants were Kahanim. No one else was Shevet Levi besides for Aaron's descendants. So Elazar had 4 shifts, and Asama had 4 shifts. Bar Shmuel, in Shmuel's days, there were already more Kahanim. V'emid Mashesh Esrei, he already made 16 Mishmaras, 16 shifts. But David Melch came and made the Master Rabbah, made 24 ships. That's Rav Chama Gur Yeshita, that went from 8 to 16 to 24. Shinem, it says in the Pasuk, Vishnas ha'arbam l'malchus David, in the 40th year of Malchus David, Nidushu v'yimtsev ha'am gibar ha'chal b'yaz ha'gilad. So you see, and in the Pesukim there, right before that, it says about 24 Mishmaras. So you see when this happened, in the 40th year of David, that's much after Shmuel. In the 40th year of Malchus David was when they made the 24 Mishmaras. When I ask you, when I ask a kasha Rav Chama from a brayse now, Meisa, Moshe tikkun leYisrael shmoyne mishmaris, arba me'Elazar, arba me'Asama, so far so good. Moshe was m'sakin altogether 8, 4 from Elazar, 4 from Asama. But David, Shmuel, David and Shmuel came together, by midah ma'aser arba, and made it 24. So now it says in the pasuk, Heima, the pasuk says about David and Shmuel, Heima yisad David u'Shmuel haroya b'munasam. Shmuel is called Shmuel HaRoya, not Shmuel HaNavi. Look through the Sefer Shmuel, he's called the Roya. It says when Shaul was looking for Shmuel, he says, where's the Roya? He was called the Roya. So David of Shmuel HaRoya, Be'amunasam, they were misakin these things. Be'amunasam is like Be'kyumam. They were misyasin at Be'kyumam. So what does it say in this Bryce? Huh? That Shmuel already did 24. Rav Chama said Shmuel did 16 and then David did 24. Here it says Shmuel did 24 already. And for the Gemara, this year read it. Hachkama, miyasoyde shal David u'Shmuel armasi midu ma'aser arba. Between both of them, he landed up 24. First Shmuel 16, and then David another 8, altogether 24. So when it says 24, it means, in the Brayse, it means between both of them, they ended up with 24. Tanya idach, that's another kasha. It's really just like meisve. Tanya idach, Moshe tikkun lehem liYisrael sheish esrei mishmaros. Here's the kasha already. Moshe is masakin v'klai Yisrael 16 mishmaros. Shmoinam Elazar, Shmoinam Esamah, eight from Elazar, eight from Esamah. Ukshurabu bnei Elazar bnei Esamah, when bnei Elazar grew faster than the family of Esamah, Chilkum, they split them up, Behemidama Esar Abba, made 24 shifts. Shinema, says in the Pasik, by Yimtu bnei Elazar, Rabim L'Roshay Gvarim, bnei Esamah, it turned out that Elazar had more people than bnei Esamah. By Chalkum of bnei Elazar, Roshim L'Beis Avais, Shisha Asar, of bnei Esamah, L'Beis Avais, Sam Shemayna. They turned Elazar into 16 groups, and Esamah stayed 8, altogether 24. That's what happened. So you see, that started off 8 and 8, and then you added on another 8 for Elazar. And the Gemara is another pasuk to support this. Ba'imer, base of Echad Achuz La'Elazar. Elazar added on another thing that I had already. Like what I had already, 8, added another 8. But Achuz La'Elazar, and it stayed the same for Esamah. So Gemara first asked the Braisa, why need two pasukim? Ba'imer. If you just had the first pasuk, you would say like this. First pasuk just says that after Elazar was a lot, it ended up being 16 from Elazar and 8 from Esamah. Who said that it started off at 8 and 8? Maybe it started off in 4 and 4. And what happened was, Elazar got so much more, went to 4 to 16. And Esamah went to 4 to 8. So the Braisa has to speak at the second pasuk, which is clear that it started off as 8. B'chitem k'hechad nefishi b'nei Elazar. If you said the first pasuk, we say, just like b'nei Elazar got more, hachanav nefishi b'nei Esamah. And Shmoina Mikara Arbaava, the 8 was beginning 4. And by Elazar was 16 that was beginning 4. Maybe that's Pshat in the first Pasuk. How do you know they start off 8 and 8? Tashima, the Pasuk says about adding on, it's based Av Echad Ochaz Elazar. We added on one group for Elazar, one group of 8. The Ochaz Ochaz Elazar, and the Summer stayed the same. So Akbar Akan Pshat in the Bryce. So what's that in the Bryce? That Moshe Rabbeinu already had 8 and 8. And Rav Chama said 4 and 4. The truth is, we had a brayse already like Rav Chama, but the Gemara doesn't know that, doesn't want to use that yet. Gemara is a kasher, it's brayse, so it says 8 and 8. Tufta the Rav Chama by Goyo, it's a kasher Rav Chama by Goyo, Omlach Rav Chama by Goyo, Tanoi. What is Tanoi? Like I just said, Vanad Amri, Ki Hai Tan Dama Shmoina. I'm going like Vanyoma says, Shmoina, which means 4 and 4, and not 16, 8 and 8. Al Kapanim, that's the Shtalshus Advarim, how in different diaries they increased the amount of Mishmaris, in Moshe Rabbeinu, if you want one of them was 8, if you want them was 16, and then it'll end up being, at the end of the day, 24. Tanur Abaran. So we'll film next year.